This past Wednesday, Governor Murphy signed legislation establishing requirements of K through 12 instruction on what's called information literacy. This is part of the New Jersey Student Learning Standards. It's bipartisan legislation. Both sides of the aisle agreed to this, with the aim being to prepare students for lifelong learning by teaching them how to accurately assess information. It took about 6 years to get this whole idea into actual law. New Jersey Association of School Librarians really strongly behind this. They started working on this back in 2016, trying to win support for the legislation from both politicians and public interest groups. And they want everyone to understand this is not political. This is not some sort of bias attached to this whole idea. It's not about teaching kids any specific idea is true or false. Instead, it's trying to help them to learn how to research, evaluate, and understand whatever information they're presented. You would think primarily online. Law does not specify which grades will receive instruction in the state, but middle school is usually when formal classes are introduced. New Jersey is now among, well, just a few states across the country that passed laws requiring the teaching of what's called information literacy. One thing that comes out of requirements like this is that younger people, they're less cynical about news and information because they're more able, more empowered, I guess you'd say, to be able to evaluate it themselves. When you think about it, literacy is really just a set of skills, practices, habits that apply to everyday information consumption. It can be really useful in curriculum, and if you get a biased professor, instead of just being the obedient puppy dog nodding your head, you have a debate with your professor. It doesn't always work well, but You have to push back if someone is trying to indoctrinate as opposed to educate. According to studies, it's important to do this in the grade school too, because age 14, pretty much when kids often start believing in unproven conspiracies rather than truth. This is according to a study that was published in September 21st in the British Journal of Developmental Psychology. A lot of teens also have trouble assessing the credibility of online information. 2016 study involving 8,000 U.S. students, Stanford University researchers found that more than, ready for this, 80% of middle schoolers believed that an ad labeled as sponsored content was actually a news story. They also found that less than 20% of high schoolers seriously questioned claims in social media. One example, a Facebook post saying that images of a strange-looking flower supposedly near the site of a nuclear power plant accident in Japan proved that dangerous radiation levels persist in that area. Even though this law does take effect immediately, there's no concrete timeline for when this instruction should begin. If you just want to try to summarize all this, it would teach the differences among facts, points of views, and opinions, economic, legal, social issues surrounding the use of information, ethical production of information. Mechanics of all of this, a committee convened by the State Department of Education, teachers, library, media specialists will put together the learning standards for information literacy. And yes, the State Board of Education is going to hold, well, they say at least one public hearing in the north, central, southern parts of the state, so you can comment on the standards before they're formally adopted. Now, why is this education so vital at such a young age in grade school? Well, because we don't need any more youths growing up to add to the already excessive numbers of people who believe Joe Biden showered with his daughter, JFK Jr. is alive. Italian satellites changed the results of the 2020 election. And yes, there are people who believe that because they read it on social media.